going to see that the truth should be believed. You know, if Pilate would have only believed, what a difference that would have made, huh? The truth should be believed. Verses 12 and 13 of chapter 2. That they might be condemned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, but we were bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. Belief of the truth. You know, the truth should be believed, and if we do believe it, it will keep us from sin. Okay, first thing. The truth should be believed, and the result is it would keep us from sin. The second thing is that the truth should be acknowledged, okay, and that's in 2 Timothy 2. So let's go ahead to 2 Timothy 2, verses 24 through 26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Unbelievers are in the snare of the devil. They're in the fist of the devil. And unless they receive, unless they believe the truth, receive it, acknowledge it, they have an end which is with him in a lake of fire. The truth should be acknowledged. We should recognize the truth. As we said, Jesus said that he was the truth. We should recognize that and believe it. Okay, 2 Timothy 2, that was 2 Timothy 2, 24 through 26. The third thing is the truth should be obeyed. Romans 2, 4 through 8. Romans 2, chapter 2, verses 4 through 8. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteousness of the judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in the well-doing seek for a glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious or headstrong and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. The truth should be obeyed, needs to be obeyed, and it'll deliver us from the wrath of God. You know, it's an awful thing to fall into the hands of a righteous God. You know, some people would look at God as a loving God, not going to do anything that's harmful or wrathful, and he's a righteous God, and he isn't willing that we, any of us, should perish, but that would all come to repentance, you know. But there is a day coming when God will pour out his wrath on unbelievers and on sin and all unrighteousness. And it's a terrible thing, and it's a thing to avoid at all costs. Truth needs to be obeyed, and it will deliver us from wrath. The truth should be loved. Let's go back to 2 Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians 2, 10 and 11 this time. Here we read this. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie or an error. The truth should be loved. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And his Son is the truth. And we need to love him. And it will keep us from the lies of the devil. Because, you know, Satan is out there and he blinds our eyes. He blinds the eyes of the men and women in this world. And they can't understand the truth because they're spiritually discerned. They're just not able to. And it's the Spirit of God that works in a person's life that brings them to the truth, as we've heard about many times before. Okay, the truth needs to be loved. And the fifth thing here is the truth should be manifested. 2 Corinthians 4. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4 and verses 3 through 7. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3 through 7. Here we go. But if our gospel be hid, that is the good news of Jesus Christ, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commended the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power of God, that the power may be of God and not of us. The truth should be manifested, should be made known, and it'll keep us, as we manifest this truth, from being a hidden treasure. A treasure that's hidden isn't good to anybody until it's revealed. And that's what we need to be, is treasures revealed, manifested. And that's the fifth thing. Now, the sixth thing I've got here is in 2 Timothy. And we're getting right through this pretty quick here. But anyhow, 2 Timothy 2:15. And that's a verse probably we could all quote. But it says this, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God's word is true. That's this Bible that we have in front of us. It's the word of God. It's true. And we need to rightly divide it. And as we do, it will keep us from all sorts of trouble. Because in this book is found answers for daily life situations. Not only just as we, for salvation, which is first and foremost and most important, but then as we try to live our Christian life, we need to be in God's Word, reading it and listening to what it has to say, and then applying those things in our life. So as we think of the truth, we need to rightly divide the truth, the Word of God, and it will keep us from profitless words and deeds. One more reference here as we look it up in Proverbs 3 and verses. Well, let's read the verses right from 1 to 4. First four verses of Proverbs chapter 3. Here the wise person is saying, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they shall add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and of man. Truth is a commodity that sometimes is lacking in many circles. People like to say, well, we just tell a little white lie. Well, there is no such thing as a little white lie. It's either true or it's false. And it's easy to get caught up sometimes in even deception. But as believers, we're admonished that we should be truthful. And as we are truthful and as we pursue this thing, we need to recognize that this truth is to be believed, it's to be acknowledged, it's to be obeyed, the truth is to be loved. Then we should manifest this truth out to others, and we need to rightly divide the Word of God, which is the truth. And we'll find that we'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in the sight of mankind. Well, that's what I have for tonight. A few thoughts on truth, and let's keep those in mind as we go from day to day and live our life before others. Okay, Jeff.